Okay, we're now joined by two members of the 2025 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship Team. First, we have Kevin Ray, ownership partner of Tricon Garage, and the crew chief of the number 11 Toyota, Scott Cipadelli. We'll go right to questions for these two gentlemen, these two champions, and we'll start with John, Zach, and move to Jonathan, and we'll move around the room.
Johnny, we fan buzz. So I was just curious, from both your perspectives right here in the center, the 7-wide move, what was your immediate reaction to that?
That was fun. I pretty much expected it. Yeah, it's a unique thing about this racetrack. It allows you to, there's so many different lanes, and if you're, you know, if you're on your game, you can get all the way down to the bottom like he did, and especially when you got four tires.
From my perspective, it was amazing. This racetrack produces that kind of racing. It has everything leading up to that start finish line with everybody pulling out a line. It creates an amazing race, and I thought it was. I was glad we had four tires.
And then just, you know, as a quick follow-up, with all the different heartache, the frustration of the last 2 years, does it make it just that much sweeter finally be able to just check off that goal in such a, you know, dominant season?
I guess in some respects, yes. But I'd probably be a little happier if I had the other two championships that I feel like we had deserved. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you have an opportunity to win one, you know, it's a pretty big deal for our organization and everybody involved. So, yeah, it feels really good.
Zach?
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Scott, two questions for you. When you made that call to put four tires on before that first overtime and so many others take two or stay out, what goes through your mind in that moment?
I mean, we had such a good truck. I didn't feel like we needed to put ourselves in that position. I feel like we do a lot better when we're on offense and not defense. And when you put two tires on like that, you know, it's going to mess your balance up as it is, and then you're going to be on defense to anybody that does put four tires on. Felt like if we could, you know, if we put four on, and if we line up in the top 10, you have a shot at it because you're in fifth row, you know, and like I said, this track allows you to move around so much. So I didn't even think about putting two tires on, to be honest with you.
I think about Corey's races here in 23 and 24, and even the adversity that you guys faced as a team earlier this year with races that slipped away. How have you seen Corey grow from adversity rather than crumble in its face?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, him entrusting us, you know, trusting the truck's going to be okay and we're going to make the right adjustments and, you know, we'll bring a good truck to him. And if we say pit, you pit. I think you earn that trust over those ups and downs. And obviously when you start winning races regularly, the confidence builds. So it's probably the biggest thing is his confidence in himself and then his confidence in that we're going to bring a good truck to the track. And if it's not good, we're going to work on it and make it better and give the opportunity for us to win.
Go to Matt, then Jonathan, then Wolfgang.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com for Scott. I can't find the tweet anymore, but as soon as that thing happened and you guys took two, someone said, crew chief of the 11 needs to be fired. Was there ever?
Please fire me. Put me out of my misery.
Right, exactly.
I'm ready to go home.
That's the response.
No such chance.
That's the response I was looking for. Yeah. But I'm curious, when you see all of that unfold, the caution, and we talked about it at Charlotte, all the things that can go wrong in the one race, small sample size scenario. Do you feel any dread at all, or do you trust that you're going to give him tires and he's got the truck and he's just going to drive through and do what he did anyway?
I mean, to those type of people, like, I could tell you how to win a Super Bowl the day after the game's played, right? It's really hard. I mean, there's a lot that goes in. There's a lot of things that we can't control. As a crew chief, all I can control is the decisions I make and why I make them. And, you know, to have a dominant truck like that and then to put two tires on and lose to somebody that put four tires on, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. But to put four on and maybe get beat by somebody that did two, I still think four would have been the right call. But, you know, I guess I could say that because it worked out.
But when the caution comes out, though, do you feel like immediate dread that this is how you guys lose?
Yeah, I mean, kinda. I mean, when the Kasha came out, I was like, we're pitting, I'm putting four on. I didn't even think about it. It was gonna be four tires or nothing, and I figured they would all come anyways.
And then doing this the year that we lose Shiggy, how important is it? This team is Shiggy's team, the legacy there. How special is that?
It's pretty cool, really cool. You know, me and the guys, we talked about it. We put a sticker in on the seat, and, you know, we tell Shiggy jokes just about every day. You know, he's a big part of what we do and how we do it. You know, he was he was a special guy to all of us. And then one of the guys brought up that we won this race in 18 year. We won the championship with Moffitt on a late caution, same way, running the apron, last pit stop. So it's pretty cool. Glad you brought that up.
We're also now joined by Tyler Gibbs, the president of TRD. So if you have any questions for him, please let me know. And we'll continue on with Jonathan.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. For Scott, there, just how did this team and how did the driver, you know, compare to previous seasons? I know you worked with a lot of different guys and teams over the years, but we'll just kind of talk about that this season.
when we first started off in 23, we had some weak points, and we focused on them for 24, and that was short tracks and road courses, and we improved them in 24, and then in 25, we focused on road courses and short tracks again, and we've, you know, we dotted our I's, crossed our T's, and kept working on packages that felt like suited Corey's style, and you know, we didn't spend much time working on the things that we did very well. You know, we just kind of put those aside, and we worked on things that we needed to improve, and that was short track and road courses. And thankfully, the management with Kevin and Matt Fuchsia and David, they allowed us to work on what we needed to, and they you know, everybody did the work. So it just kind of, it's really hard to explain, but the whole program works so well that everybody has a hand in it, and you know, we get to come here and execute.
And for whoever wants to take this one, just, you know, talking about Corey and phenomenal season that he had, just kind of talk about what, just your thoughts on him and just the future that you see for him in the sport.
Yeah, Corey's amazing.
Yeah, I'll take that. Just kind of walking over one of the things that I would say about Corey is, he's bought into the program for us. You know, a lot of questions about why he would race in trucks another year and some of those kinds of things, and just really proud of him. He's earned this, and yeah, just again, really proud of him. The way he works with Scott, the way he works with the team as a whole, I think we've seen a lot of maturity in him over the last several seasons, and that's part of this whole process. And so, just an incredible talent. I think everyone can see that, and we're excited to just keep watching him grow.
Go to Wolfgang, then Reed, then Davey, and then the back.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. A question for you, Scott. I suppose from the very first race when the season started onto the last one here, your team made improvements with the car. And I have the impression, or I see, that all competitors, more or less, the trucks are very equal. Where are the areas where you can get a technical advantage over your rival competitors or rival manufacturers? Is it aero package, engine? What is it?
You're asking why our program has improved so much?
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons to that. One is this gentleman right next to us and everybody at Gazoo Racing. They give us tremendous tools to work with. And all we need to do is ask a question, hey, can we figure this out? Or can we look at this? And there's such a large group of people that have been doing this so long, best in the business. They help us figure those answers out. And we just execute it. You know, they've put such an amazing group together. You know, they've been through this with all forms of racing. And it just, honestly, it's just a lot of hard work and focusing on focusing on the right things. It is aero. Obviously, it's not engine because we can't control anything about the engine. So, yeah, a lot of it's aero and mechanical grip and just all the pieces to the puzzle. They allow us to do. They allow us to bring questions, and they'll help us work on it.
What about wind tunnel testing? Like it is so mad over in Europe. Is this a big part of your development?
Wind tunnel is a big part of it, yes. You know, we're limited to how much wind tunnel time we get. Each manufacturer gets the same amount. It's just all on how you use it and the resources and the systems that they have in place are second to none.
It starts with good questions, though. So we have the assets and the resources and those kinds of things to bring to bear. But it does involve asking the right questions, asking good questions, being open with our people so that we can really dive in. This isn't about what can I learn from the Toyota guys but not share with anybody else. It's we have to be in deep enough that we're integrated together in those things. And so, you know, the amount of work that Scott's team's done as well, I appreciate the praise and certainly our team has played a role in that. But this is about partnership and this is about them doing their part as hard as they possibly can and our guys doing the same. And so when you see that, when that happens, you see this kind of result. It's Corey doing his part. So when it all works together like that, you get a season like we've had with Corey and Scott. Are you asking internationally or are you asking within?
Internationally.
So yes, so we have relationships with them. Some of it translates and some of it doesn't translate. But yes, we work with TGRE in Europe. We were at WRT Finland just last month. We're at TMC on a regular basis.
Go ahead, Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. With just over two laps remaining, it looked like Scott Riggs was headed for the race win and the owner's championship, and Corey would have finished second, won the driver's championship. How much more gratifying is it for that caution to come out and for you to win both?
It's gratifying now. When the caution came out, I wasn't so sure. You know, when the 81 was riding around with a flat tire, I was kind of scratching my head going, what is he doing? Get off the racetrack. It's a championship race, right? But I guess it worked out pretty well. You know, kind of re-racked him. That pretty much set the stage to pit after that many cycles, and it's going to come down to somebody pitting. So, again, we'd rather go out on offense than defense, so... but to win it all, that's the icing on the cake right there to break all the rule records and stats and then take it all home for the owner's championship and manufacturers and drivers is that's trifecta right there.
Go to Davey next.
Davey Siegel with Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Scott, you told me earlier this year you had some very poignant thoughts on this current playoff format, and Corey in Victory Lane was saying that his main emotion instead of joy or happiness was relief just to get it done. I understand that that may come from the season that you guys have had. What about you? I mean, how do you feel and how did you feel when you passed Majeski at the end and you were able to actually cross the line and the job was finished?
I mean, it's rewarding. I still don't like the format, but I guess to say, hey, we won it in this format, there's a lot to be said in just that, because this is not an easy format to win. You know, you could flounder around all year and get in the last four, bring your best truck, and not even win the race and be the champion. And in my opinion, I don't think that's what this sport should be about. I think it's about winning. You got to win, and hard work, a lot of dedication, and I think the champion should have the best statistics. And sometimes it's not fair, you know. Sometimes some teams have more assets or resources or better people, but that's just the way it is. And yeah, I'm happy we did it, but I hope they do change it.
Go to the back here.
Jonathan Howard on Three Sports. So much has to go right for you all to have a 12-win season, and it almost feels like a perfect season, but earlier in the year it did not feel that way with the issues at the end of races, whether pit road, mechanical, whatever it is. Looking back on those races that got away and then seeing how it all played out, is that just a commitment to the trust and the team that you all have put together with the 11.
Yeah, total commitment to the group. You know, those guys bring their A game every single day. They're good people, good fathers, good husbands, and excellent racers. And that's why I enjoy being around them so much, you know. You know, when we did have issues like that, we went back and talked about it and made sure we didn't have another issue of that nature. You know, a lot of it just was circumstantial. You know, you can't control when you get a flat tire and you're leading a race, or you can't control, you know, an engine issue or something. But, you know, we looked at every one of them and we put some procedures in place so that we could possibly make sure it doesn't happen again. But, you know, the guys just dug in and they kept digging. And, I mean, yeah, you get down and you get a little bit bummed out. Like, you know, I could think of four or five of them that we gave away. But, you know, that's part of racing. Man, that's why it's hard, you know. You're not guaranteed to win. You got to keep working hard and put your head down and work harder than everybody else.
And the 34 team at times kind of was a thorn in your all's side. It was a lot of fun for us to watch. But when he took the lead, I was kind of thinking to myself, again, this is another 34-11 battle. What has that been like competing against that team and kind of those back and forths at times throughout the season?
I don't pay any attention to it, to be quite honest with you. My philosophy is if we just show up and do our jobs and focus on our race team, we'll win races. If I spend time worrying about other race teams, then my mind will go that way when it needs to be going that way. So for me, I just focus on my truck, my team, and just let the races play out the way they are. And some teams, you spend so much time worrying about everybody else, maybe they don't excel as farther forward as they can. So I really don't pay any much attention to them. I saw their route leading. I knew they were on a different strategy. But at the end of the day, we just run our own race every week. And I think that's specifically to truck racing, because it's a little bit difficult to race some of these younger drivers, I would say. They don't race with the etiquette that maybe the cup guys do. So you just learn to run your own race. And I think that's the best way for us to go forward.
Okay, we'll take four more. We'll go to Dustin, Lee, Zach, and end with Posey.
Dustin, let me know, Jay Ski. You're the eighth crew chief in the truck series to win multiple championships. Now that you've got that second, how meaningful is that?
What was the last part of your question?
Yeah, now that you've got multiple championships, how meaningful is that to you personally?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, a friend of mine said the other day that if they're going to put Hall of Fame guys from truck series, maybe I'll get in there if I have another championship. And I said I was going to retire after my second. So it's pretty
That's
big.
That's not happening.
That's
no
a pretty big deal.
No other announcement.
Kids are real happy. I mean, anytime you can win a championship, this is it, right? This is what you've worked your whole life for and what you've worked so hard for all year. And I don't know how to explain it. It's very rewarding, honestly. And to do it the style that we did and how the race played out means even more.
Not retiring?
No.
No. Yes. No, he is not.
I'm going on vacation.
Go to Lee next.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Scott, I'm kind of curious, what was the issue with Corey getting out of the pits tonight? Because every time he came in, he just seemed to struggle. And that last stop, you said, wait. I mean, you were very insistent. And were you nervous at all that you were coming to pit because of the issues he had leaving the last two times?
Every time we come to Phoenix, it's always the same thing. The pit stalls have no grip. And we prep them as best we could, but being able to pick pit stall one because of our seed is a benefit, but it was it's supposed to be a benefit, but it really wasn't. There was a lot of rubber, residual rubber from past races there, and our guys prepped the box, but what happens is you're just prepping the rubber that's already down. So when he was spinning his wheels, it was just spinning on top of the rubber that was there, and it got worse. So, yeah, it was a concern. I mean, we had good stops the first two, but we lost them on the launch. So the last stop, what we did was we stopped him deeper in the box so he didn't have to spend so much time in that old rubber. And I think there was definitely a help. But you're going to see the same thing tomorrow night and on Sunday. If they don't scrape the boxes and then put new traction compound down on top of them.
Zach?
Kevin, for you, what has Corey meant to Tricon Garage and its rise as a real powerhouse in this series? And what have you seen from him as a teammate?
Corey's work ethic is second to none. I mean, the kid is at TPC every day. He comes to the shop every day. Corey, over the 3 years that he's been with us, has mentored. Even though Corey is a young kid himself, if you go to Corey, he will answer a question. He's not the type that will come to you and say, hey, do this. But Corey is an excellent teammate. He does not shy away from helping Brent Cruz or any other young kid that's coming through our program. And that's a benefit. Inside Tricon, there's no cubicles. So when the drivers are in there talking to their crew chiefs or engineers, everyone else can hear it. That's just the philosophy that we have. And Corey is very, very good at helping young kids and even guys that have been doing this for a long time. He works with Trevor Bain on his program, and it's just Corey's work ethic is second to none.
Bozy Tatarovich, motorsport.com and race car engineering. Part of my question was answered with the pit stall prep. I was curious, are you guys allowed to scrape on your own, or is that something that the series has to do? And did you consider doing that during the race?
Yeah, we can probably scrape some of it, but it would take a lot of heat to get that rubber up. We'd have to go out there with a big torch or something and scrape it up. There was a lot of rubber. Would have taken a while. We had the same kind of issue last year. We were pitted on the back stretch. So it's something with the concrete that they used here has just got a very slick finish to it. We really didn't think it was going to be that bad. But after the first stop, I mean, it was pretty obvious what the issue was.
Is that something you guys are going to share maybe with the Cup guys if they have the choice to select that stall? Maybe some new information on the surface or prep?
Oh yeah, they're already aware of that for sure. Yep, that message was sent right away.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, question if I may to either Kevin or Tyler. And for announcement for the media, the 2025 Sunoco Rookie of the Year was Gio Ruggiero in the Truck Series. Could you talk a little bit about Gio and his year and future?
Gio is a future superstar. If you talk to TPC, you talk to Tyler, you talk to anyone inside Tricon, the kid's at the shop every day. He goes, we were joking earlier today, TPC is starting two-a-day workouts right after Thanksgiving. And he's like, well, that's nothing. I'm already doing those. Gio is, he's a student of the sport. He does not come from a family of racers, but his work ethic and his ability to go back and watch film and be in the shop and watch what the guys are doing, he's learning. First year in the Truck Series, the kid has a very, very bright future.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Kevin. I don't know if you have anything to add, Tyler, but...
Yeah, for Gio, I would echo those comments. He's very, very serious. If you know him at all, he is dedicated to his craft and he's very focused on it. It's been fun to watch him get better as the season's gone on. You get these rookies in and they want to win their four races and they want to move to the next level. And he's done a good job of just continuing to move along and to get better every single week at his craft. Not because he got a lucky win here or something excellent happened there. He's just done a good job of showing steady improvement. And we look forward to seeing him do that next year.
Excellent. Well, thank you, fellas, and congratulations on this championship. Thank you.